Well, with Wall Street's recent gyration, some other items got a bit lost in the shuffle, including a bill Governor Jerry Brown signed that awards all of California's 55 electoral college votes to the winner of a national popular vote in presidential elections. We're joined now by Robert Stern, the president of the Center for Government Studies. Mr. Stern, can he do that?
Well, he's not doing it. The states are going to enter into a compact, and if enough states do it, for the majority of the electoral vote, they argue that everybody's vote will count, and the person who gets the most popular votes wins the election, despite what the Electoral College says. Actually, what would happen is the Electoral College would be instructed to vote this way, and if you had 270 electoral votes for a candidate, they would win.
Republicans, of course, are fighting this because it seems as if the deck, at least here in California, would be stacked against them. The major population centers of California tend to go Democratic. And I'm just curious, under what kind of conditions would you see a Republican winning all 55 electoral votes?
Well, probably not in California. The ironic thing would be, however, if the rest of the country decided to vote for a Republican, under this proposal, California's electoral votes would go for the Republican, even though California voted for the Democrat. In other words, what this does is it takes the national vote and says who won the national vote. It's happened four times where the person who's won the national vote has actually lost the presidential election. The latest, of course, was 2000 with President Bush, who lost the popular vote. The ironic thing was in 2004, President Bush won by 3 million more votes than John Kerry, and yet had Ohio switch 60,000 votes, Bush actually would have lost the presidency. So what this proposal basically does, it says whoever wins the national popular vote wins the election.
Okay, so the bottom line here is that anybody's individual vote in California seems to be tremendously diluted by this action because they're not really voting directly for anything.
Actually, the vote actually is enhanced because everybody's vote counts all across the country. So we just count up the number of votes. Right now, actually, presidential candidates don't come to California because it's a foregone conclusion, at least recently, that California was going to go Democratic. Now they would come to California because they'd want to pick up more and more votes. They want to encourage people to vote because everybody's vote in every single state is exactly the same. It counts exactly the same way.
We'll have to wait and see. You know, I've got my reservations about the way this has been explained to me, sir. It really does seem as if those people who vote Republican in California are just flushed down the system.
Well, actually, it's the other way around, Tom. The Republican vote will actually count in California if this happens because their vote will count throughout the country. And so the more Republican votes in California, the more the Republican gets across the country and the better chance he has to win. Right now, if you were a Republican in California, you're right. Your vote really doesn't count because it's winner-take-all in California. All 55 electoral votes go to whoever wins in California, even if it's by one vote. So your vote, if you're on the other side, doesn't count. However, under this system, everybody's vote counts.
And when does this take effect?
Well, it won't take effect for a long time because it's going to take a whole number of other states to adopt this before it happens. They're hoping for 2016, but it's only been in, 8 states so far that have approved it, plus the District of Columbia. Not one Republican state has approved this. Only it's been Democratic states, and Republicans have announced their opposition. So I wouldn't hold my breath on this.
Robert Stern, the president of the Center for Governmental Studies, we do appreciate you joining us, sir.